greetings, fans of the esoteric. Merry Christmas and welcome to Magenta Does Astrology for 2021, the second of a two-part special before we resume helping our tragic fans with their problems in the new year. Say hello, Bernard.
Hello, Bernard, I am here.
It's a bit weird otherwise, you're just lurking.
Yeah, well, I never know when to chip in. I don't like to sort of assert myself too much. It's very much the Magenta show, and you know, I don't want to...
Bernard, no. Maybe for the new year your thing is to assert yourself. But we don't know yet, because we forgot to read Pisces from last week, didn't
we? That's true, yes.
So in the first part of this series, we were supposed to do the first six astrological signs, and we skipped Pisces, which is what Bernard is.
I mean, I'm not going to read too much into it, but it is a little...
You didn't notice, did you?
I didn't notice, and maybe that says more about me than you.
So used to being overlooked, poor Bernard.
Yes.
I think we should give Bernard some love this year. But although, actually, let's wait until we find out what the bibliomancy says about how Pisces should embrace the new year.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
All right. So, yes, we're looking at another six astrological signs for the unique individual's year ahead. Guaranteed. No refunds. All right. So, oh, yes, and we're using bibliomancy. Did I mention that? I did, didn't I?
Yes, I think by this stage, bibliomancy is pretty much a dead cert.
I think if anyone dips into this, they're going to be very confused. But anyway, yes, so we have literary pretensions on this channel, and Bernard even gifted me a book this Christmas, didn't you, dear?
I did, yes.
It was Katia and Trixie's Guide on How to Be a Modern Woman.
Very good.
So, yes. All right, so did you have a nice Christmas, Bernard?
I did, yes. It was quite quiet, of course, but very pleasant in a sort of small way.
Tell them what I got you, because I can't remember.
Oh, well, yes, this was very exciting. So native instruments.
I did get it from a local artisanal, handcrafted audio equipment shop.
That's right. So yes. Native Instruments makes these wonderful complete control keyboards, and I have the 61
key.
Basically,
Bernard gave me a list of incomprehensible audio gadgets, and
yes.
A bit like the bibliomancy, I just at random stabbed a finger down.
Well,
it chose something.
It was a very fortuitous happy accident, because I was very happy with my complete control M32.
So let's start with Leo. Okay, so Leo is July the 23rd to August the 22nd. Do you know any Leos, by chance?
I'm sure I do. I'm terrible with remembering birthdays. Yes. I'm sure we do know a Leo.
Famous Leos include Harry Potter, Kristen Chenoweth, Mick Jagger, Tim Gunn. There's a selection, isn't there? And yes, Bernard, I can see from your face you've guessed what I'm going to do. I'm going to make you do an impression of one of them when you read the bibliomancy.
Right, so that was Kristen Chenoweth.
So which one's Kristen Chenoweth again? She's a musical theatre person, isn't she?
Yes, she...
Is she the one with the funny little voice?
She's got a very squeaky helium-like speaking voice, yes. She originated Glinda the Good Witch in Wicked, original Broadway.
Oh, you can channel that.
All right, I'm sure I can do that, yeah.
And Mick Jagger, of course, very similar to Kristen Chenoweth.
Yes.
Tim Gunn from Project Runway. You do an excellent Tim Gunn.
Tim Gunn from Project Runway.
Oh.
There he is.
I like to make Bernard critique what I'm wearing that day in the voice of Tim Gunn. And then we ravish each other. Anyway, so I think with that list of celebs, it's pretty obvious what Leos are like. So I'm not going to go into the personality too much
All
this
right.
time. So let's biblio. Now, because of the Harry Potter connection, usually, my first thought was that I'd use the Harry Potter book. But Joanne's rather soured the series, isn't she?
Yes, I don't think we really want to give old JK much.
No, so we're using Lord of the Rings instead, because the lead from the movie of that is basically identical to Radcliffe, isn't he?
That's right. Sort of bug-eyed child stars who have since gone on to have very creative and interesting later careers.
Yes, and they're sort of adorable and absolutely creepy at the same time.
Yes, and they only do really weird films now, and I love them for it.
They're both like haunted dolls.
Yes.
I love them. All right, so where is it, Bernard?
Here we go.
So as last week, we're just going to open it at random, stab your finger down, and then in the voice of Kristen Chenoweth and Tim Gunn, you're going to give us a reading.
All right, it's very long, of course.
And we'll find out what Leo has in store for 2021.
All right, here we go. So I'm going to start with Tim Gunn, why not?
Yes.
The hobbits had been nearly 2 months in the House of Elrond, and November had gone by with the last shreds of autumn.
I'll change now to Kristen Chenoweth.
And December was passing when the scouts began to return.
Well, so they were in the House of Elrond. Is that...
Yes, this is Rivendell, isn't it?
Is that, what's his name, Smith from...
From the Matrix. Yes, it is. Yes. Hugo Weaving.
Yes, that's it.
Yes.
And it's a very nice place, isn't it? It's all lovely.
It is, yes. Big waterfalls.
Oh, lovely. So you're going to get back to nature, Leo. You're going to spend a couple of months in nature just really appreciating things like that and floating around in sort of lovely caftans. So you're probably going to go on a nice holiday.
Oh, well, that's good. This is actually very exact, the dates we've got here.
Yes, so you're going on a nice holiday in November?
Well, yes. Well, it says November had gone by with the last shreds of autumn and December was passing when the scouts began to return.
So you've got nothing much to look forward to until November. But that's all right, because having something to look forward to is having something to look forward to.
That's true, yes.
So there we go. There we go. Lovely.
How neat.
Okay. Next up is Virgo. What a weird sign this is. Do you know this sign?
Virgo. Now, this is just sort of a woman sitting around doing not very much, isn't it?
Yes, well, literally not doing very... She's supposed to be a virgin, hence Virgo.
Right.
As if you can tell just by looking at her.
Yes.
Which is, you can't. Maybe she's wearing one of those American purity rings or something.
Oh, yes, like the Jonas Brothers.
Did they wear them?
They did, yes, famously. In their Disney Channel days, they had purity rings on.
I mean, were they really, though?
I mean...
That sounds very PR'd to me. That sounds like a manager going, look, boys, this'll go down an absolute storm with girls of about 13 who are still scared of the old How's Your Father.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Yes, yes. And as we know, the real goers, they always went to Catholic school, didn't they?
That's true, yes.
Single-sex Catholic schools. Absolutely. I mean, the ones coming out of them, good. They're always looking for loopholes, you see. So they say, yes, I was a virgin till I was 25. And then you find out they'd been fisting since they were 17.
Yes, yes. Real lawyer's mentality, isn't it?
Yes, yes, because according to them, the only thing that counts to God is a penis entering a vagina.
Actual penetration.
Anything else is fair game.
Fair game, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So famous Virgos include Sean Connery, Adam Sandler, Liam Gallagher. Absolute icons of purity. So the book we've picked is, what's it called, Bernard?
It's called 365 Daily Devotions for a Godly Woman.
I have no idea where this came from.
We did not buy this, did we?
I think a female relative of mine slipped it into my handbag as some sort of dig.
Yes.
Take a day off, love. Take 364 days off.
365 daily devotions. Good Lord. All right. Well, I'll open this at random then. We are on...
So what are you going to do, Liam Gallagher?
I think Liam Gallagher seems like a good fit to read a sort of pious book about women. All right. Day 173, this is, and it's called Enthusiasm Now.
Well,
that's the heading on the page. And so here he is, Liam.
Hey, do you see each day as a glorious opportunity to serve God and to do his will? Are you enthused about life, or do you struggle through each day giving scarcely a thought to God's blessings?
There's a lot more questions on this page. It's just a big string of questions.
I'm being harangued by an alternate universe of Liam Gallagher,
yeah,
and
so
I don't like it.
He's found God. Shall I carry on, or should we leave it there? I don't really know
what that says. I certainly don't want to suggest Virgo should... I mean, really, we asked for it, didn't we? Daily devotions for a godly woman.
Oh, dear, there's an awful quote a bit further down.
Go on.
It's really not a quote for this time. Enthusiasm, like the flu, is contagious. We get it from one another.
Oh, dear.
By Barbara Johnson.
Well, there we go. Maybe it's saying, you know, there's these new strains of COVID. Very infectious.
Yes, very infectious.
Maybe there should be a new strain of enthusiasm.
Just like that. And then all everyone's problems are solved. It really enthusiastically infecting
I'm
other
people. Vaccinated against enthusiasm.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, I suppose, you know, people do find a lot of comfort in God. So maybe some Virgos are going to become God people.
Yeah, could be, yes, yes.
What, maybe some people will become dog people.
Oh.
Because dog is God spelt backwards.
That's true.
So, and there's nothing more enthusiastic than a dog.
No. Kings and queens of enthusiasm.
So that's what it's saying. Get a dog. There we go, Virgo. Get a rescue dog. Go on, give a lovely rescue dog a new home.
Well, that's bringing something nice into your life and doing something nice for an animal.
All right, now we have Libra. The scales.
Ah, right,
yes.
Okay.
Not like psoriasis, I mean more like kitchen scales. You know, for measuring flour, weed, a pendulous boob.
Yes.
We've all done it, haven't we, Bernard?
Every morning.
So famous Librans include Simon Cowell, the ultimate judge.
Oh,
John, well, not the ultimate, I suppose that's God, isn't it?
Death, the great equaliser.
Yes. John Lennon, Eminem, Kim Kardashian. Yes, very balanced individuals.
Absolutely,
I'm
yes.
Sure,
really at one with the world.
Practically Buddhist. So we actually have a John Lennon book, don't we?
We do, yes.
This in his own right.
In his own right, which is spelt with a W. And this is a book of sort of poems and bizarre, surreal sort of skits written by John Lennon in the 60s.
It's very strange. I'm assuming he dropped acid beforehand.
I would imagine that's a safe bet, yes.
Yes, right. And so this is what Libra can look forward to in 2021.
All right. Let's see. Oh, God. I genuinely cannot read that. It's deeply offensive.
Oh,
I'm
no.
going to spin to a different
page.
Oh,
God. We don't necessarily recommend getting this book.
No.
It has some deeply offensive bits.
Yes.
You were saying earlier, weren't you, Bernard, that if John Lennon were still alive, he'd probably have some awful opinions.
I think so. Yes, I think he might have gone the way of the Roger Daltrey or the Morrissey or, you know, people with very devoted fans
yes.
who were sort of, you know, angry young men who then became sort of angry old men, and there's nothing worse.
I suppose we've been spared those think pieces about separating the artist from the art again, because that would have happened, wouldn't it?
Oh,
it
definitely.
Would have been, oh, God, what do we do about John Lennon?
Yes.
Oh,
can we listen to the Beatles anymore?
A million think pieces later and no one knows. All right.
All right. So I've opened a page at random. I will jab a finger in and it says, oh, interesting. It says Scene 3, Act 1. I think that's the name of this.
Play.
I think that's the name of this poem.
Life is a stage.
So I'll read this as John Lennon. A broad-shouldered room containing huge fireplace facing a large big windy. A giant-sized desk is covered in all type of many business paper and great disorder to look on.
All right. I can do something with this. I can.
Yes, it's sort of a description, isn't it?
Right. God, I really feel like my interpretation skills are being worked out here. Okay, so it's a big room. There's some stuff in it.
Yes, large.
And it's a bit...
Large window, giant desk covered in all business papers and great disorder, he says.
Great disorder. Okay, so your life will be in great disorder. There we go. I mean, really, it happens, doesn't it? Some years. So you've just got to work through the chaos. I'm sure you're capable of it, Libra. You go, girl.
I mean,
we believe in you.
It's a pretty safe bet that most people's lives are in some disorder at the moment, aren't
yes.
they?
But there's a big window, so, you know, you can look out at the scenery.
Ah,
so that's nice.
The light streaming in.
Yes. So next we come to Scorpio, which is myself, actually.
Is it?
Scorpio.
Of course it is. I knew
yes,
that. Yes,
yes. The desert lobster.
Yes.
Everyone always thinks Scorpios are very sexual creatures, you know, oozing sexual charisma.
Well.
Well, they're correct, aren't they? Yes, 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 they are. Famous Scorpios include some very sexy people as
well. Yes.
I mean, Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn, yes.
Matthew McConaughey. Bill Gates. Yes. Okay, well, you know, he's someone's type.
Yes, of course.
Nerd chic. People like nerds. So the book we're using is my favourite tome because I am a Scorpio. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Season 1, Volume 1, the script book.
Ah, wonderful.
So all what right. kind of year am I going to have?
Let's see.
Well, this is interesting, and obviously I'm the one interpreting it, so...
So I've just jabbed my finger into the middle of the page, and it's landed on a speech by the Master. the big bad from Season 1.
Yes, but also a very powerful individual, very very commanding presence. I can see myself in him.
Yes, so the Master... I don't know how to do an impression of any of the people that you've
well,
just
you
mentioned.
Can do the Master, though. Remember who had a sword of... And they have the teeth. The teeth were getting in the way, I think.
Yes, generic vampire villain. On this most hallowed night.
I'm not sure he sounded like that. Like,
we
like
are
a gruff
as,
cowboy.
We are as one. Luke is the vessel. Every soul he takes shall feed me.
Hang on. Just pick a line, Bernard.
Yes. Their souls will grant me the power to free myself.
Their souls will grant me...
So their souls will grant me the power to free... Well, maybe that's by nurturing other people and nurturing their souls. I, in turn, will be nurtured.
Yes. Altruism.
Yes. Doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to go around consuming souls.
No.
No, I think actually you know what it's saying. It's saying that by helping my tragic fans, I get a little warm, ready brick glow myself. A little glue inside my own soul.
That's all you need, isn't it?
Yes. So you, my dear fans, are helping I, and what better thing is there than to help?
a symbiotic myself. Relationship between Magenta and her tragic friend.
Oh, you made it sound parasitical. I mean, it's a parasitical relationship where you really love the parasite, where the parasite is very welcome.
Like the bacteria in your gut.
Yes, exactly. Good bacteria.
There you go.
Fifth is Sagittarius. November the 22nd to December the 21st. Do you know what Sagittarius is, Bernard?
I believe this is a person with a bow and arrow.
That's
is that right,
the yeah. archer.
Yes.
A fruity peach schnapps of a person.
Good Lord.
So famous Sagittarians include Miley Cyrus, Scarlett Johansson, Tina Turner. Great voices.
These are a lot of very, very gravelly...
Oh, characterful voices.
Characterful, gravelly women, aren't they?
And that's why the book we're using is The Exorcist. Because Linda Blair, not Linda Blair, what's the name of the character?
Regan.
Regan. Regan has a wonderful timbre to her voice when she's fully possessed.
Yes, yes.
What kind of year will the Sagittarians have?
Let's see. Jabbing my finger into the middle of the page, it says... So am I reading this as one of those ladies?
Yes.
Which one was the Tina Turner?
Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus.
I love how her voice is developing.
There's a lot of this. Oh, really kind of like that, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Miley. The director pulled off his glasses and chewed at the tortoise frame.
I do think she's from New York.
She's not.
No, she's country.
Southern. No, it isn't any language that I've ever heard. However, he frowned and then looked up at Karis. Want to play it again?
Wonderful. So what? What did it say? My concentration's not very good.
I was doing a rather distracting Miley impression. The director pulled off his glasses and chewed at the tortoise frame. No, it isn't any language that I've ever heard. However, he frowned and then looked up at Karis.
Director? Why is there a director? So a director directs things, does he not?
Yes, that's right.
So he guides people in the way, and he's not really sure what he's doing in this case because he doesn't know the language. Perhaps it means your boss. Your boss in the year 2021 doesn't know what he's doing because you speak different languages.
Oh.
Either actually or metaphorically.
Yes, it doesn't have to be literal, does it?
No, your what do they call it? Love language.
Yes, yeah, vibrating on different wavelengths.
That's it. So you're going to have trouble with your boss this year.
No, oh dear.
Well, unless you figure out his language and then sort of talk to him. You know that ludicrous business speak that people use?
Yes,
helicopter sessions, moving forward.
Yes.
Getting a bird's eye view, that sort
of thing. Yeah, all of these things, which sort of about looking at things from different unlikely angles.
I don't have the bandwidth for it, all that. So basically you're just going to have to gin up on your business jargon.
Right. Well, that's probably the work of an afternoon, isn't it?
That was a boring one, wasn't it? No one ever cares about that sort of thing, do they? Business stuff.
No.
Although, you know what it also could mean? If you're looking for a new job, you just got to sort of, I don't want to say lie, but it is really, isn't it? You know, in an interview, when you're trying to impress them, you have to talk a very specific language.
You sort of massage your life and your experience a bit, don't you?
Yes. Then. So this year, start practicing. Start practicing those sort of massaging of the truth skills. And you might get a fabulous new job.
Ooh.
Yes.
Got that to look forward to.
Well, that could have been a lot worse coming from The Exorcist.
That, you got off pretty lightly there.
I was worried.
Yes, that
I was clenching the old butt cheeks.
That was a risky move.
Yes.
Pulling all right. that book off the shelf.
So you know what we've finally come to, Bernard?
What have we finally come to?
The completely out of order Pisces. February the 19th to March the 20th.
Yeah.
Pisces.
Bernard's birthday.
Fish. Why are you talking about yourself in the third person?
You know, just having an out-of-body experience because it's so exciting.
Probably the kindest sign, I'd say.
Yes, that's right.
And they're not all overlooked, all the Pisces. Some are very prominent. Justin Bieber, Rihanna, George Washington, Einstein.
Really?
Keisha.
Good Lord.
Is it Keisha or Keisha?
Keisha.
Keisha.
I think it
it's
is.
Not Keisha.
Yeah.
Sounds like more quiche.
Quiche.
More eggy flan than the average. And of course you, Bernard.
Yes.
And so, Bernard, I thought we'd use your favourite book. From the Earth to the Moon.
Oh, that is my favourite book.
Although, well, based on your favourite roller coaster, is it?
Yes, I'm not sure if that counts, but let's call it my favourite.
Go
book.
On, grab it, and let's see what kind of year you're going to have.
Hooray!
So what kind of year was I going to have? Oh, I'm the master, aren't I?
You're the master,
so
and you're
going to be
to
absorbing souls.
Feed off people's souls.
That's right.
So
what
see.
Kind of year will Bernard have?
Yeah. I'm going to read this as myself, because it's my star.
No.
So, You know that optical instruments have acquired great perfection. With certain telescopes, we have succeeded in obtaining enlargements of 6,000 times and reducing the moon to within 40 miles distance.
This seems very like you, Bernard. It's like when you're telling me the specifications of a new piece of audio equipment.
Now, did you know... It does sound like me, doesn't it? I wonder if I've assimilated Jules Verne's syntax
and
into my language.
And it's talking about instruments as well.
Yes.
So maybe you're going to get some lovely new instruments.
Ooh, that'll be good.
And the moon is going to look smaller.
Oh.
Maybe I'm going to lose some weight.
Oh.
And my moon, as it were, will shrink.
Oh, well.
You like my big moon,
though. I do rather like your big moon. Yes. I wouldn't want to change anything about you, my dear.
And I love you from the moon to the... What is it?
To the moon. To the moon and back. Is the phrase. And
there
the book is called From the Earth to the Moon.
I suddenly thought, you know what, I'll end this on a really nice sentimental note, and then I couldn't remember what the book was called. I ruined it.
Well, the
thought was there.
The thought was there, the, yes. The intention.
Although it
was,
a bit manipulative, I just wanted people to go, Although I wanted you to be happy as well.
I'm very happy.
Good. We can't finish there, that's rubbish.
It's too sentimental, isn't it?
Yes. You know what, let's have a big roundup for everyone. Everyone this year from darling Maggie Smith.
Ah, she's been our guiding light this year,
hasn't
she?
Can you do a Maggie Smith impression?
I can sort of do a Maggie Smith as Professor McGonagall.
Right.
That's sort of, that'll have to do, I suppose.
Yes, all right. So I will open the page and you will jab the finger.
All right.
As it were.
Yes.
Why does everything sound naughty?
Well, it's coming out of your mouth, my dear.
All right, I've opened the page. Jab a finger. And this is the ultimate... pronouncement on 2021.
All right.
Oh, God.
When Night and Day opened at the Kennedy Center in Washington in October 1979, the response was enthusiastic and the play sold out for 6 weeks.
There we go. We're all going to the Kennedy Space Center.
The Kennedy Space.
Which is really good.
Yes,
we
it
do
is.
Recommend.
It is, yeah. Very good.
So that sense of everything opening up.
Yes.
Well, yes, and being able to see the universe.
Yes.
That's what it's going to feel like when, you know, and more than the convenience shops open this
and
year.
And all of the plays will sell out because everyone will be so desperate to get back into the theatre.
It'll be the Roaring Twenties Mark II.
Hooray!
And hopefully not the sort of Descent into Fascism 30s and the terrible World War 40s. But hopefully the Roaring Twenties, we've got that to look forward to.
It'll be fun while that lasts, won't it?
Yes, it certainly will. Thank you, Maggie, for the final word this year.
Jolly good. What a nice message of positivity.
What's the Kennedy Space Center got to do with Maggie Smith?
Well, let's see. It's the Kennedy Center in Washington, not the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
So it's not about the Kennedy Space Center.
He went along to see Night and Day. He scrawled on his program a reference to Maggie's long upper lip and some of the finest fingers in the business.
She got a long upper lip.
Apparently.
What, longer than her bottom lip? How does that work?
I don't know.
Surely your mouth is a hole in your face.
It's sort of like an inverted fish.
Your lips just wrap around it.
No. Noting that she distinguished where Rigg didn't, this is talking about Diana Rigg, between the private thoughts and the normal dialogue of a play in which she entangled herself like a vine.
Is that a diss against Diana Rigg?
It is, I think,
is.
A diss about Diana Rigg in
She's
Maggie's
saying,
own...
Unlike Diana, I actually looked at the subtext.
Yeah, I actually read the thing and thought about the words.
So maybe that's what we can look forward to in 2021. Lots of bitching. Let's all go and watch a Maggie Smith film and check out her upper lip.
I think so. It's time to eat some of the remaining Christmas chocolates and just relax.
Yes. Shall we do a final... Thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening this year.
Thank you for being with us on this journey.
We started our podcast this year and it's really kept us going, hasn't it, Bernard?
It has, yes.
It's not been an easy year for anyone. And that, I suppose, includes us to a certain extent, although we're very lucky.
We are. We should give thanks.
Yes. But you tragic fans have really...
even luckier to have Magenta in your life.
Good. You keep steering me away from sentimentality.
Good.
Well done,
yeah,
Bernard.
We couldn't have that, could we?
No. I'd regret it. So you're doing me a favour. All right. Oh, when's the next one? Are we going to do one next week?
We'll do another book, of course.
We might have a week off.
Chapter of the book.
We'll
have a chapter of the book coming on this coming Thursday, and then we'll take a week off.
See you in 2021.